This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Wednesday, October 11th, 2006. On today's show, you're going to hear some audio that the boyfriend and I recorded in the car coming home from a winery on Saturday, I believe. No, Sunday, when we were in Charlottesville visiting my dad. Now, the interesting thing is I did not, intro the show when we did this recording. I just started recording our conversation, so you get to hear it. So let's join the conversation already in progress. Enjoy it.
Why not?
I love you too.
What if you find someone who's much thinner than me?
No.
And better looking than me.
Stop that. Because I love you too much.
You don't like thin?
I don't think you're so overweight as you think. I think it's your own body image.
Okay. Do you know where we're going?
But that doesn't even matter to me. I love you so much, I am not leaving you for anybody at all.
Navigate to my dad's house.
Dad's house. You will have to say...
Oh my god, it's an hour to my dad's house.
But we know what happens once we get on the highway.
You're right.
But you will have to say, pack your bag and leave. I don't want to be around you anymore.
You think I would say that to you?
That's how you'd have to get rid of me. I am not leaving.
We don't live together either, though, so that's a big difference.
After 80 yards, turn right.
I'm still as emotionally bonded.
Turn right.
All right, now we want to go to, we're going to get a couple of steaks. I will grill, not grill, but like pan cook with maybe some rice. And we'll slice and have with your dad as much of the wine as we can stand.
I think that sounds fine. So on the way home, we should go on to Food Lion and get
Food Lion.
Although it's 6 o'clock, you know he's not going to eat.
Well,
so we need to think in terms of us.
Us, but you know if we can put it in the fridge and he wants to eat it tomorrow, he can have it.
Because you know he doesn't. He ate dinner an hour ago.
What is that? Doesn't he have bingo or pochino or?
I don't know if he plays it on Saturday nights or not. Wait, is today Saturday? No, today's Sunday. No, he doesn't play
today
on Sunday.
Sunday.
He doesn't play on Sunday.
I think he would be most appreciative of whatever we fix for him.
I just don't think that he eats this late.
It's 6 o'clock.
Honey, he's 75 years old. He's an old person. They eat at like 4 o'clock.
Yes. And you are an old dog.
New tricks.
And
this
so am
road
I.
Is really rough.
After 400 yards, turn left.
And your dad might be.
Right.
I am 75, going on 26.
I don't know, but maybe 30.
I think your dad is very cool.
He is very cool.
Are you recording?
I am recording.
Let's
turn
offer
left,
this
turn right.
Theory.
Well, you have to sit up in the chair a little better than that.
All right.
So I can get you on the microphone.
Oh, let's pretend you're Rush Limbaugh.
We have to talk about the gay couple we met at the winery.
Okay, but first, you are Rush Limbaugh.
I'm as fat as Rush
and Limbaugh. And I am a call-in. You ready?
I'm ready.
After 200 yards,
turn
right.
Bitch off.
She'll stop as soon as we get on the road.
Is this Rush Limbaugh?
Turn right.
This is Rush.
Turn right.
What is your question?
I don't have a question. I have a statement to make.
What's your statement?
Do you want to know the secret behind the Mark Foley scandal?
Yes, we do.
I have two words for you.
What are the two words, sir?
Nancy Pelosi.
What does she have to do with it? Yes.
Satan!
Satan?
After 500 yards, turn left, then take the highway.
Rush. Are you still there?
Yes, caller. Go ahead.
Do you want to know why I say this?
Why?
Turn left, then take the highway.
Because Nancy Pelosi
Now you're totally not making sense there, caller.
Can I give you a secret?
If you speak louder.
I will. Are you ready for my secret?
Yes.
Nancy Pelosi. Have I scared you enough?
No.
Is. A.
Honey.
Lesbian!
No, she's not. Don't say that, you're spreading rumors.
Rush! Is this Rush Limbaugh?
Yes, this is Rush Limbaugh.
Do you want to know the truth?
I said I do!
Do you want to know the truth behind Mark Foley?
I said I do!
Nancy Pelosi!
Is a lesbian! Right?
Yes.
How do you know that, caller?
Can you name her lover?
Hillary?
Rodham!
Oh, the listeners don't know what's going on.
Clinton!
Oh my gosh.
It is her fault. Do you know why?
Why?
Because Mark Foley is
a lesbian?
A God-fearing, Bible-reading, gun-toting.
Get with it, Mary.
Republican. He cannot be one of the homosexuals.
Caller, where are you calling from?
Bibleville, Indiana.
Can we talk to your regular voice now?
Do you want me to hang up, Rush?
Yes, hang up.
Will you?
Honey, we can't have dead airspace.
Will you
on the podcast
tell my secret?
It's already on the air, caller.
Nancy Pelosi is behind this.
It's on.
And you know what?
What?
If the Democrats win in November, Nancy Pelosi will be President of the United States.
Now, how is that possible?
She is Satan.
Honey, this is going to make a terrible podcast.
Why are you calling me honey? I am not one of the homosexuals.
Because you're my boyfriend.
I am afraid.
Of what?
Nancy Pelosi! She is Satan!
Honey!
Don't call me honey. That's what Hillary calls Nancy.
Oh, really?
Honey!
Is so Nancy and Hillary are, muff divers?
Lesbians! And they belong to unions!
No, they don't!
And they speak for human rights!
Oh, you need to stop. Talk to me like regular now.
I am going to close my Bible now.
Good.
You are useless. I thought you were Rush Limbaugh.
I was.
I'm going to hang up and call Sean Hannity.
He's not home.
I bet Ann Coulter is waiting for my phone call.
Sean Hannity is between my legs. You want to talk to him?
I have heard things about Ann Coulter. I have heard she is one hot chick.
She is.
I want Ann Coulter, but the Bible says I can't have her.
Wait, are you a guy or a girl?
I am a Bible-fearing, gun-toting, Christian-loving male.
And why can't you have her?
I have something for Ann.
she's single, why can't you have her?
Because Anne is too virginal.
That doesn't make any sense. You, most guys would want a virgin.
Anne is a virgin. Can I be honest with you, Rush?
Yes.
Anne Coulter reminds me of my first grade teacher.
Oh, really?
Sister Mary Golgotha.
That's not her real name, is it?
No. You know what the translation was?
What?
Sister Mary Crown of Thorns.
Ouch.
Anne Coulter is a Catholic nun sitting on a crown of thorns.
Does she like it?
I hope she does, because I want Anne Coulter nude.
Okay.
I have to hang up. Okay. My wife is listening to all of this.
Thank you for calling.
Click.
Honey, what was that about?
Anne Coulter and Nancy Pelosi.
Why?
Because they're bitches.
I thought you liked Nancy Pelosi.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is a bitch, but let's face it. She has finally found her voice in the past 2 years. And here's what I want to know.
What?
Well, to those conservative listeners who don't like Nancy Pelosi.
Speak up a little bit, honey. I got the binaurals.
And I'm including my dad in this. Why is there a specific policy put forth by Nancy Pelosi that you do not agree with? Now, you know why I say this?
Why?
Well, I had this argument with my Republican voting father. And I asked him, why don't you like blank?
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi.
Hillary Clinton.
Mary Landrieu.
Mary Landrieu.
Hillary Clinton. And you know what he did?
He's not sure why.
Got up and left. So my mother filled in the blanks.
Because she's a woman.
A woman. There are women. Because I said to my dad, Mary Landrieu votes 35% on the so-called Democratic ticket. That means she's conservative.
Why does your dad say that, though? What?
He can't tell me. He has never been able to tell me why he does not like Mary Landrieu.
I know that, but why do you think your dad cannot admit that a woman is, whatever, good in politics or whatever?
He can only offer David Vitter as a solution, so I asked him in July. David Vitter? You mean the same David Vitter who had to be convinced that bipartisan legislature to fix New Orleans was the only way to go? You mean the same David Vitter who said, the biggest issue in America today is banning gay marriage? And I told my dad, David Vitter is an asshole. And you know what he said?
No.
David Vitter might be an asshole, but he lit a fire under Mary Landrieu's ass. To which I said, how? That's when he got up and left. He could not explain to me.
He can't explain it, but it really...
How David Vitter lit a fire under Mary Landrieu's ass, when in fact, David Vitter, at best, co-wrote legislation to fix New Orleans, because David Vitter was consumed with banning gay marriage.
But it's really all because she's a woman.
But that's what my mom said. My dad is not convinced that any woman can fill any national seat.
So do you believe that's the case?
So yeah, so fine. I know why I don't like Hillary Clinton, but I know why. I think Hillary Clinton is too milk toast. She is liberal when she has to be, and she is right of center when she has to be, but she doesn't really have
Rich. Oh, God, that's a waste of a vote.
I love him. He's crazy, he's left, and I love him. Hillary Clinton, liberal, make me puke.
That's right there.
Here's Susan. Make me puke, make me laugh.
That's not what Susan said.
I think Hillary Clinton, if anything, if you want to pick a centrist, if you want to pick two centrist candidates, Hillary Clinton and John McCain.
John McCain, definitely.
Maverick, make me puke. Much like Hillary Clinton. Hillary, liberal, can I vomit? She's not a liberal.
What if she's the only thing you have to vote for against John McCain?
I would really have to think long and hard.
Oh my God, no, you wouldn't. You would vote for Hillary Clinton.
I would, but think of what Hillary Clinton has said.
You would put another Republican in office?
Listen to me. Think of what Hillary Clinton has said. Gay marriage, abortion. Maybe we should counsel women so that they have fewer abortions.
What do you think she's doing?
How is it different than
she's
John
speaking
McCain?
To the masses. She doesn't actually feel that way.
So she's not being real.
No.
John McCain is not being real. Listen to what he has done with the current legislation around Geneva Conventions and habeas corpus.
Does he agree with
you? Nothing like what he was proposing passed Congress and is on the president's desk. But, well, it's better than what we had before. Well, no, not really. You've just sold your soul.
Here's Susan.
I had to hear what she had to say. I couldn't hear.
She said turn right.
But then she said stay in the left lane. That's the part you didn't hear.
No, because you are driving.
No, I think you didn't.
Anyway, I don't see much of a difference between Hillary Clinton and John McCain.
800 yards, turn left.
Now, do I see much of a difference between Howard Dean or Dennis Kucinich and John McCain?
Yeah.
No.
Between
Howard
John
Dean,
McCain and Howard Dean?
Howard Dean is liberal on social issues, but conservative on business issues. That's where, and then they are, you know, we have to educate.
Let me interrupt you for a minute. Look at that bumper sticker. Says, vote no, Virginia. What is that about?
Turn left.
I think vote no for the ban on gay marriage, which I am hoping at least two of your listeners are voting no on the ban on gay marriage.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
I hope so.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Anyway, I was going to say, at the national level, the pop
right.
stars, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, any difference? Maybe, but on the campaign trail, not much.
So you don't see a big difference between John McCain and Hillary Clinton?
No.
I think people would differ with you.
Hillary Clinton in 1992? Yes. That's when the Clintons really were liberals.
That's when she was like, all health care for everybody.
Healthcare and in the ban on gays in the military. Then they waffled. Then they became poll watchers.
Then she got an education in Washington politics.
Poll watchers.
Now, I think that she got an education in Washington politics and realized that she by herself cannot accomplish the things that she had in mind back in 92.
But think about if they had dug in their heels and said, you know what? We're ending the ban on gays in the military because we are the last industrial nation to do so. It's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do.
Think about if they had said, National Health Care, 1993, it's the right thing to do for every American. Why? Because even if you think you are not paying for health care for every American,
you really are.
Because the indigent, impoverished American who cannot afford health care, they're going to clinics or charity hospitals. And who's paying for it?
That comes out of taxpayer dollars.
You're paying for it. So what's the difference? Either you're pretending that you are not paying for it, or you realize you are paying for it. And you're being honest about it. Well, the Clintons decided after 92, 93, we're not going to be honest anymore. We're going to be poll watchers and move where the trends are moving. So George W. Bush has done the same. John McCain, Hillary Clinton, they're one and the same. But you
so
might have,
when
you
feel, people...
Do you feel differently?
No, I don't feel differently. But here's the question, or here's the thing. When we get comments on the website,
yes,
and people saying there's no difference, real difference between Democrats and Republicans, you could kind of say that you agree with them.
Here's what I have to say to that. What do Republicans stand for?
I will tell you. They stand for big business, war, and profits.
But that's not what they say publicly.
No, but that's what they actually stand
for. All right,
so
let's assume the criticism is, well, what do Democrats stand for?
Social programs, taxes, and peace.
Well, that's another generalization, but let's just stop for a minute. The Republicans have occupied places of authority. They have dominated both houses since 1994. They have had the presidency for the past six years.
It'll be 8 years total. Yeah.
So, let's assume you and I go in the Pottery Barn, and you break everything. Is it my job to have a program to fix it? Should I have a plan to clean up the mess and pay for it?
No, I should pay for it.
All right. So let's compare that to the current situation. The Republicans for the past 12 years have claimed they have a plan. So they walked in the Pottery Barn and they smashed everything.
Right.
Should the Democrats be the ones to have a plan to fix it and pay for it?
No, but that's really what's going to end
up
happening.
But that's what Republicans keep saying. What the Democrats don't stand for anything. Well, what do you want them to stand for? Should the Democrats have a plan to clean up the mess in the Pottery Barn and pay for it? When in fact, the Republicans were the ones who had the plan to break the Pottery Barn and not pay for it.
I don't know, honey.
Well, that's just where I'm coming from. And I consider myself an independent progressive. So, if I'm listening to this nonsense, the Democrats don't stand for anything. Well, what do you want them to stand for? If you agree that the war in Iraq was a disaster.
Which it was.
Well, let's go back to 2002, 2003. Was it popular for Democrats to stand up and say,
no,
this is wrong?
It wasn't, because, you know, you had to be a patriot. You had
right.
to be for America.
If you voted against the war, you were un-American. Well, let's look at Tom Daschle, the most lukewarm Democrat you could find. And back in 2002, Nancy Pelosi wasn't saying anything different, because it was unpopular to stand up and say, you know what? This is a crock of shit. The Republicans are standing on a foreign policy agenda that predated September 11th.
That's
true. We don't stand for this.
Not anymore.
Neither Tom Daschle nor Nancy Pelosi in 2002 or 2003 said no. Well, Tom Daschle got kicked in the ass anyway.
What, he lost his seat?
Had they stood up and said... And here's where Howard Dean got into trouble, because Howard Dean was standing up and screaming, I stand for something else. And not only that, but maybe we should speak to the Confederate flag waver in the South. Well, Democrats like Joe Lieberman were saying, oh, Howard Dean is a radical. When in fact, Howard Dean was saying,
no,
here's America
authority.
As it is, and if Democrats want to win elections, they have to speak to not only the swing states, but the Confederate flag waving Southerner. Well, no. The Joe Liebermans were saying, we need to be Republican light. We're not much different than George Bush.
Republican light.
Well, where has that gotten Democrats? Nowhere. So, to those who say, in 2006, Nancy Pelosi is the problem. Well, how? What specifically? And you have to be specific. You can't say, Nancy Pelosi, higher taxes. How do you know? You have to say Nancy Pelosi stands for this.
And here's my reason why.
And here is why. Because my Republican voting father in August could not tell me why he hated Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton. He had to get up and leave. So, to those who say, I don't like Satan / Nancy Pelosi, I want to know exactly why. Which specific policy do you not agree with? I want
that they have proposed.
Why don't you like Hillary Rodham Clinton? I want to know why. Specifically, why?
And you you've already told us why you don't like her.
You can't say to me, because she's a liberal. Well, no, she's not. You have to tell me why Hillary Clinton is extremely popular in upstate New York, for example, and not popular in Bible Belt, Missouri, or Iowa, or populous Louisiana, where George Bush went on vacation while the southern state was blown away by two hurricanes. You have to tell me exactly why. What particular policy, bill, piece of legislation do you not agree with?
Do you think they'll be able to do that?
I don't know.
All right. There you go, boys and girls. You heard it from the boyfriend.
I've thrown down the gauntlet.
He's thrown down the gauntlet.
Because on Friday, I did deliver my lecture on the Gilded Era. And what did you do?
I still...
Delete?
No, I still have it on the iRiver, honey.
You deleted it.
I didn't.
What did you say? It is what?
It's on the iRiver.
What did you say? It is what?
Boring.
Boring. All right, so...
But I may cut that chunk out and play it anyway.
All right, well, then if we... Let's reach this agreement.
Oh.
I will boil that long lecture on the Gilded Era and the presidencies of...
Wait, didn't we do that again last night?
Harrison, Hayes, and McKinley. I will boil it down to 5 minutes.
That's impossible. You just spoke for...
I can do it.
27 minutes.
I will do it. If one of you listeners can give me one exact, particular, specific piece of legislation or policy proposed by either Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton that they disagree, and they can't tell me because they're Democrats, because they're evil, because they're lesbian.
Have to be very specific.
Have to tell me specifically why.
Okay.
My dad has not been able to do it. And my mother sent me a news alert last weekend.
Your dad said...
Your dad said, I hate George Bush.
No, he didn't say that. He said...
George Bush should never have gotten us
into the war. Right. I believe we already recorded that.
Well, because I asked my dad, why don't you like Mary Landrieu?
Because she's a woman.
Why don't you like Hillary Clinton?
We don't like women.
He could not tell me. So I want to know why.
All right. I think that's all. What do you say?
And then after that, they have to tell me how long are their penises.
Oh, and send photos.
Yes, doodle.
Okay, that's all for today. What do you say?
Goodbye.
Bye, boys and girls. I hope you enjoyed that.
Bye.
And please, do what the boyfriend said. If he said, send us exact piece of legislation or policy, you do it.
Exactly.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Archer Radio.